If you pull aside an English tourist, or more so the Irish, I've got some Irish friends who have come out to Australia and gone, they can't believe the size of our cockroaches, and it just goes downhill from there. But we do live in a country where we have some creepy crawlies and nasties that can do a little bit of damage to us. And the question is the average everyday Australian ready to handle those? This is the man, Jeff Isbister, talking about venomous, poisonous creatures from the School of Medicine and Public Health at the University of Newcastle. Jeff, good morning. Is the average Australian household prepared for it?
Oh, yeah, good morning. I think so. I mean, we grow up in a country where, you know, we hear that all the time. And we're prepared. I mean, most Australians are fairly comfortable with, you know, identifying some spiders and getting away from them when it's appropriate. And even for snakes, people are fairly... The average person is fairly sensible. A lot of snake bites in Australia in particular are what we would call illegitimate bites. And they're by people who are doing stupid things, picking up snakes, et cetera, et cetera. So putting that small group aside, I think most people are fairly sensible, and that's the most important thing with any of these creatures.
You'd have to be pretty stupid to go, oh, there's a brown snake. I'm going to go and pick him up and see what happens, because I know what's going to happen.
Yes, I mean, it does amaze us every time. Yeah, there's some amazing stories as to how people get bitten by snakes. Sometimes it involves alcohol, but a lot of times it also involves a particular sex.
Let's be honest here. Let's put the political correctness aside. First and foremost, I love the way you said sometimes it involves alcohol, and then you said a particular sex. Let's just say it. Men, us guys do dumb things, don't we?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So 75% of men get bitten on their upper limbs, and 75% of women get bitten on their lower limbs. So there certainly is those cases where people, you walk out of their house, normally in regional rural areas, and just happen to tread on a snake, unfortunate. But that's, you know, less common than that. Yeah, there's a snake over there. And some of it's not, let's pick the snake up. Some of it's like, oh, it's attacking my pet, I'll go and grab it.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to pick that up so it doesn't get a child. So it's well-intentioned, but not smart.
I just love when you see this sentence on YouTube. Hey, this will be funny. Have you got your phone ready? And and the next stop is the John Hunter Hospital. But on a serious note, Jeff, we did hear over the weekend a young boy was bitten by a funnel web spider, which had crawled into his shoe, and he had a large amount of antivenin pumped through his system, didn't he?
Yeah, he was given a large dose. And, you know, we've seen quite a few severe cases this year, and most of them, and that one was in the Central Coast. A lot of them have been in sort of southern area of Sydney. We have, to my knowledge, we haven't actually had one actually in Newcastle, but that's a lot. You know, we would only often see only sort of two or three cases across this whole area, so right through Sydney, Central Coast, and the Hunter is where we see most of them. So it's pretty uncommon for the population that lives there, and a lot of that's because it's just, unfortunately, some people put on a shoe that, you know, a funnel web's in, or they pick up something that it's in. Most of the time, people will see it, and you know, at least with a spider, you can tread on it.
Well, look, I mentioned this morning, and this is stupidity on my behalf, I can walk out in my backyard, and I might be doing something like hanging some washing on the line, and I look and go, oh, there's some weeds. I'll go over and pull them out instead of going to the garage, getting some gloves, and being careful. You just think, I'll grab those couple of weeds, and that can be the time when you're not thinking and you haven't taken precautions that it really does turn on you.
Yeah, no, that's right. And for, you know, the funnel webs, and also particularly in Australia, redbacks, that's how people will get bitten, in the garden. They like dry, dark areas, so often picking up pot plants, kids' toys and sandpits, under bits of metal that have been sitting outside, or even in dry garage storage areas.
Oh, and garden furniture as well. The redbacks love the garden furniture.
Yeah, so bites to the back of the knees are they're reasonably common. You know, people sit down in the garden furniture, get bitten, don't even notice, and then later, oh, I've got this real pain in the back of my leg. And, you know, that's often a redback.
Any suggestions on things we can keep in our first aid kit around the home that can help?
Mobile phone.
Okay, that's pretty... Okay, tick.
So the first aid for snake bites, Australian snakes, and funnel webs is a pressure bandage. But it's a pressure bandage with immobilisation. So that's something you could keep, and it's an elastic-type stretch bandage, is better than the crepe type, and it's put on about the same pressure that you put on for a sprained ankle. But But the immobilisation is more important, and that's not just the mobilisation of the arm you've been bitten, that's the immobilisation of your whole body. So it is get bitten, get someone to put the bandage on and call an ambulance.
Okay, and that's a really good point, because I know people who turn around and go, look, I'm okay, I'm going to drive to hospital, I don't want to inconvenience the... I'm serious, I don't want to inconvenience the ambulance, but do call an ambulance, because it is serious.
Yeah, so for all of our snakes and for funnel webs, definitely call... an ambulance. But if you know it's a redback, it's not going to be life-threatening, and really just symptomatic treatment. So either hot or cold pack can help the pain, or just normal pain relief that you can get at home, paracetamol or ibuprofen is fine. If the pain's worse, then it's reasonable to go to the emergency department. And I wouldn't say drive yourself, but you can get someone else to drive you in that case. You don't need to call an ambulance for
you
that.
You know, even a greenhead ant can make you feel like you're going to die.
Well, that's exactly right.
They're horrible things. Jeff, before I let you go this morning, I was watching an old Tarzan movie at the weekend, and one of the people got bitten by a snake. And Tarzan came in, cut it, and sucked the poison out. That's... Don't do that, do we?
No, so one of the best things we've got in Australia, and so, I mean, often the bandage doesn't work, but the most important thing about it is that it doesn't cause any harm at all. Around the world, there are a pile of other ways to do it. So, yeah, the cutting, the sucking, electrocuting.
What?
All sorts of, they have kits in the United States and parts of America, where you electrocute the site.
Okay, sorry, so it's not bad enough that you've just been bitten by a snake. Some joker comes along and electrocutes.
That's right.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, tell me, you can buy them online. So it's always, do no harm, and with the pressure bandage and immobilisation, you won't do any harm. Can I just say one thing on prevention? If you wear a pair of jeans and boots in the bush, none of our snakes are going to be able to bite you because they've got small fangs. So I know we like thongs and shorts, out when we're walking, but if you've got jeans and boots on, you're almost completely protected if you don't pick the snake up.
Okay, so Aussie safety boots need to be replaced by real boots, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for your time this morning. You really have given us some great information. Talk soon.
Okay, thanks. All right, bye.
That is Professor Jeff Ibister, and he's talking about how we can be careful around the home when it comes to the creepies and the crawlies. 14 to 12.